Yo, I'm Mickey Facts.
Pat Wizard.
I'm Pete Rock.
And this is our love-hate relationship with comic culture. All right, yo, welcome comic fans. I'm Mickey Facts, and I'm joined each and every week by Tat Wizard and the one and only Pete Rock as we debate the comic industry, Marvel and DC movies. Now, when we get started with this, man, let's just give a brief introduction into how we all got into comic culture. You know what I'm saying? Let's start with you, Cap. Let's start with you, Tat.
Comic culture. I mean, I think my first comic book was Power Man and Iron Fist. I'm a black kid with a white mom's, lived in the hood. That shit just struck a chord with me. And it was like this black guy and this white guy going and doing these adventures, being strong, couldn't be defeated. Well, could be in jams, but came out victorious. And I was like, yo, this shit is fire. So those are my two guys. Really the only comics I owned at first, because I would go to the comic shop and read and put it down, because, you know, growing up wasn't really always cool to be walking with the comic book around, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I was doing it. But the love is there. And then I got into the, you know, when the TV shows and the cartoons and everything started moving, I was like, this is my world, you know what I'm saying? So that's where my love was at first, you know what I mean?
Pete, what about you, brother?
My love started since I was young, like when I was like 4 years old, and I discovered Sub-Mariner comic book. And then I discovered Sub-Mariner with the Hulk comic book. And then I gravitated more towards the Hulk as my favorite because of his powers or whatever, the gamma and the muscles and the stronger, the madder he gets, the stronger he gets. I was feeling that. And then it went from that into all the other heroes, Spidey, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and then some of the obscure guys or the ones you don't really see much, Giant Man. Then you had, but he was also Pym. Hank, you know, but his name was Giant Man then, but somehow he became Ant-Man or something crazy like that. I don't remember. I didn't read Ant-Man as much as I read Hulk and Spidey and all everybody else. But and then it went from the comics to TV, of course. The Spidey TV show, the Hulk TV show, Wonder Woman, Shazam, you know, Isis, the mighty Isis. And then from there, I took on that whole persona of superheroism and just kind of walked and through life like that.
crazy. Well, for me, man, my cousin has some Superman comics laying around, just random Superman comics. And I started reading those. Mm. And then when I was going to school, they used to have the Marvel cards, like, you know, the cards. And so we would collect cards. We would buy a pack of cards for like 50, 75 cents.
Yeah.
And that's how I got my knowledge in comics. It wasn't really like the actual comic books. It was the trading cards. And with the trading cards, I was able to learn so much. And I have a very good memory, so I retained so much knowledge. Yeah. The next thing you know, Fox is putting out the animated cartoon show, X-Men.
Yeah.
And then that's when I started to finally buy my own comics aside from the comic collectible cards. So that's really my introduction to the culture. Now, let's kind of pivot real quick. I'm going to start with Pete Wright. Pete, mm-hmm. right here, right? Mm-hmm. Your top five favorite comic characters?
Hulk, Spider-Man, Luke Cage, mm. X-Men.
The whole X-Men.
And the Defenders.
And the Defenders. All right, for me, Spider-Man, Reed Richards. I love Reed Richards. That's my man.
Fantastic.
100 grand. Yeah. Bruce. Love Bruce. Yo, man, this is going to be a controversial one. But, yo, I love Cyclops, B. I like Cyclops.
Okay.
My favorite like X-Men is Wolverine.
Facts. Facts.
Wolverine. Cyclops and Iceman. Those are my top five. I love Cyclops. I like the fact that people don't like him. I think I like Cyclops, B.
Cyclops is dick. Cyclops a dick, though. But top five. Man. All right. Y'all probably going to get at me, but I got to be honest. Storm, man. Storm is so fire to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she might be my number one, but I'm not sure. I mean, like I said, Luke, Power Man, Danny, Iron Fist. You know, TV show aside, Iron Fist is the fucking man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn, top five. I mean, of course. I mean, it's like, because of course Hulk, you know, of course Spidey. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 though, right? I'm a Marvel head, y'all know that.
Yeah.
But like Superman, B.
Well, I'm a Marvel head too, y'all know that, right?
That's a fact.
Okay, Batman. It's my favorite DC character.
All right.
I like Batman. Batman is live.
Man, I ain't gonna hold you. Batman's
my favorite.
Batman might better billionaire than Tony. I don't know. You know, he's a little definitely bit more.
Yeah, I think so. I would have to
compared agree. Bruce Wayne compared to Tony Stark. Stark is kind of like he's not thugged out like Bruce.
You're a rich playboy asshole, but Bruce be on some. I'm a play this game. But I got you locked in. I know what you at. I know what you do. Before I even talk to you, so I ain't worried about it.
Right. Yeah. So what are some comic characters that y'all disgusted by? Like your three characters that y'all don't like? Because we need to make sure that the people that's listening to us, they could get a gist of our
base
character build. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like, Tat, who's three characters that you are disgusted by in the Marvel or DC universe?
See, it's hard because I be liking the villains. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, like, I fucks with Doom. Like, that's my guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's the homie. That's the homie.
I like Namor, but he is an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be honest.
Is he a hero or is he a fucking?
He's a hero to his people. Bully. He's a bully for sure. Because when he want what he want, he gonna just take the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's one of the things like why we even go to comics, because we don't like the real life versions of that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it resonates with us. You know what I'm saying? So Namor, he a bit of an ass. I mean, I can't say I'm disgusted by any of the characters. I like all of them. I mean,
yeah, I can't say I dislike anybody. Maybe Wonder Man.
Wonder Man. You don't like Simon?
Nah.
Yeah, you call him Simon.
You call him by his government.
That's crazy.
This includes villains or just straight heroes?
Yeah, villains too.
Kraven.
You know, wow, all right.
Like Kraven?
I get it. Like, he a little boring.
Wow. Yeah, okay. And then to put a movie out without telling him going to Spider-Man,
we got to get into
whack. We got to wait for that one.
Well, I mean, there's a whole dynamic there. Like, yes, you're 100% right. To put a movie out on that character that isn't even one of the top tier Sinister Six or Spidey villains, and him to be a little boring. But even aside from that, the Sonyverse as a whole, if we talking disgusted, The Stonyverse as a whole, I'm disgusted by.
Yeah, me too. Because of these villain movies that are just not being done right and being thrown out because they have the rights and they're not even interested in how the story goes. They're just making it their way, which is trash.
Trash. I agree.
So I got some controversial ones, man. I ain't gonna lie, guys. Top three disgusted people I'm disgusted by. Wolverine.
What?
Wolverine, man.
What?
Oh, hold on, hold on. Let this is interesting. Let him finish. Let him finish.
Wolverine. Let me finish the rest though.
Crazy.
Wolverine. I do not like Wolverine.
Come on, man.
I do not like Lex Luthor. Because it's just annoying that Superman just don't kill him. It's ridiculous, right? It's just like, what?
But is that Lex or is that Superman?
That's Lex. I don't like Superman, but I don't like him to the point where I'm disgusted by him. I'm disgusted by Wolverine. I'm disgusted by Lex Luthor.
I don't like Lex's attitude.
I just don't like Lex, period. And I do, I'm not a fan of Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
Okay.
All right. So let me tell y'all why I'm disgusted by Wolverine. I'm disgusted by Wolverine because people be making it seem like this guy is the best ever. And there's been multiple times where he's gotten his ass kicked in multiple comics, multiple cartoon shows. He just got the aggression and the claws. But I could pull up comics where the Wasp whipped his ass, where Spider-Man whipped his ass, where Hulk whipped his ass. He be beating up robots, ninjas, and Sabretooth. But he maybe because they don't let him loose and go real crazy and kill some of these heroes, yeah, it don't be looking like he's really built like that.
But he's so the barrage. He's the man of getting knocked down and getting back up, though, and getting the job done.
I'm not a fan of that. He's a healer, bro.
He's a healer, bro. You can't beat that, bro.
That's like real life shit right there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good on him. I'm good on
him. Him and the Hulk heal. They heal. Hulk ripped his ass, too.
Hulk be smacking people around in the comics. Not like in the movies. Hulk be smacking them around in the comics.
Hold on.
But Logan, not a fan of Logan. Not a fan of Logan. Man, and I'm not a fan of Robert Downey Jr. When he died in Endgame, I cheered.
That's crazy.
I was very happy.
They coming for you, bro.
Pull up.
You know what, though? I think Iron Man should have lasted way longer, man. They killed him too early, too fast.
He'll be back.
He'll be back on some bullshit.
I mean, contract, and Hollywood, you know, it is what it is. It runs the world. You know, I think he was a crazy dope ass Tony Stark.
The problem is, do the story, please. Read the comic books. Follow something.
Well, and I mean,
I'm not saying you got to do the actual comic book story. You could just do the comic book story, but just enhance it a little bit, man.
I agree with Pete.
But all right, just like in the comics, there's variants to these stories, which they are now even expressing in the MCU with variants themselves in the multiverse. There's different ways that these stories go at different times. Let's establish first because
let's read all the comics.
We don't know all of the storylines. How do you know that they're not following the stories?
I read a lot of comics.
I feel you, but you ain't read them all.
I'm saying I read a lot of comics.
These stories be happening in the comics.
I read enough.
They're just not the ones that we know, which makes sense because they want to They want to widen the audience and they want to pull in people, and they're being inclusive and they're grabbing people just like Black Panther did in 2018, where all of these black people came that had no clue of what was going on with the comics, and now they're in and they're fans and they want to know what's up, which that's a whole other story, what's going on with T'Challa and all of that. So obviously.
Right. So that's a perfect segue, right? Let's just jump right into it. Pete.
Yeah.
What do you love about comic book movies?
The fact that they're alive and on big screen. And this is something that I used to read in a book and read the captions and pretend the action was live and it was working. Then when Marvel Superheroes, the cartoon, came out of the actual comic book drawings, you know what I'm saying? You know, that piqued my interest. And then now, today, When Blade first hit and Spidey, I was in awe in phase one.
Tat, well, what do you love about comic book movies?
And I don't want to keep being a stickler, but Blade was not phase one. But
yes, it was.
Blade was not the MCU. Phase one.
Blade was the very first Marvel.
Yeah, but it wasn't the MCU. It was Marvel, but it wasn't done by Marvel Studios. It was done by, but yeah, it was done by
Amon-Ra or something like that.
Well, that is actually Wesley's production company. That was Wesley's production company. So I love the fact, speaking of Blade, that you know, Wesley himself lived right off of, you know, when I say live, like he ate really well off of it, right? He killed the performance. We loved it. He brought in a huge fan base, and he probably is the catalyst that really got Marvel Studios starting to get ready to go, right? Before they brought in the X-Men and before they brought in Spider-Man with Tobey and all of that, and the X-Men with Fox. Before that was Blade. He was the blueprint of like, okay, these movies can work, and we're going to keep going from here, right? Kevin Feige was like, I got the vision, and here we go. He produced the X-Men on Fox. He was part of the team that did the Sony Spider-Man with Tobey and even Andrew. And then into the point where he was like, put Disney in a position like, yo, we need our own studios. We need to be making these ourselves. And Iron Man with RDJ was the first movie in phase one of the MCU. Everything before that is pre-MCU. But
it was Marvel, though.
It was Marvel, but you got to look at it like this. Like, they was all over the place. You know, Marvel licensed out, and which is why we're jammed up with Universal and Sony now. They were all over the place of how they were trying to put their comic, how they're trying to put their content out, because their only goal was to have content enough to the masses that people would want to go buy comic books. And Feige was the one that was like, comic books are it, right? That's the baseline. But we can have real content just like the comics that are bringing money even more than the comics and really make this thing thrive. And he's the visionary that brought us to MCU. Aside from y'all disgusted by phase four, I get it.
Disgusted.
I hear it. I'm not.
Can we skip phase three and go to phase four?
Yeah. We got you. We're going to get there. I just want to see what do you love about?
Well, I love it all. Like, I look at it a little different. I liked or loved. Always loved, when I say liked, even loved, the, like Pete mentioned earlier, Spider-Man. I like Spider-Man on Electric Company. I liked the Captain America on a fucking nasty ass motorcycle. I love Wonder Woman. I mean, of course, Bill Bixby, the Hulk, you know, that's iconic and classic even to this day, even with all of the CGI and the crazy stuff that's going on in the MCU, Bill Bixby's Incredible Hulk is going to be one of the number one TV shows of all time for me, right? I love the evolution of it. I love when the you know, we got excited in the 90s when the X that music came on for the X. Like, I love all of it. You know what I'm saying? And then when we finally did get the MCU and they put Iron Man on the fucking big screen, right? Crazy. It was incredible. And it was a good movie. Right? And then they followed it up right away with Ed Norton's Hulk with a cutscene of RDJ in the fucking bar with Ross. Like, I was like,
that was crazy.
This is coming together.
That was crazy. Coming together. I seen him walk in the bar and his like the silhouette of Downey. I was like, oh, that's Tony Stark.
It was like, oh shit, like this is really coming together. Now I get the arguments of phase four, but we're spoiled. You know, even though I loved all of that content that came before, when phase four came, I was like, oh shit, I'm not going to the movies.
But you like phase four. You liked everything.
No, no, I did. But hold on, Pete. I'm not going to the movies anymore to see a fucking whack ass Fantastic Four, which is one of my favorite groups of all time. So I'm like, oh, this is really going up. Now I get why y'all dislike phase four, but tell me anything in phase four looks worse than what came before the MCU, period. Period.
I actually liked Fantastic Four.
We're going to get to that. I mean, you know, why I love comic book movies is, you know, I'm with Pete. You know what I'm saying? The comics came to life. Those cards that I collected when I was younger, they came to life. And I was able to see movement, see actors that, you know, we grew up loving, playing our favorite characters and putting words to it and seeing real human beings, you know, what superhero life could be from an action adventure standpoint. I think that was just fantastic to kind of see. So now let's turn the corner, because this is what the podcast is named after.
Yeah.
Our love hate relationship with comics, right? Yeah. And I'm gonna spin it back to Tat. Then I'll go, and then we're gonna have the illustrious Pete Rock close this out with why he hates it. But let's start with Tat. What do you hate about comic book movies right now?
I do hate like pieces. I don't hate the content overall, as y'all know. But I do hate pieces that have happened within the MCU as we were coming along, which, you know, made me look at myself and like, I'm a little spoiled. I get it. But I thought Dark World was atrocious. Thor 2. I didn't like Thor. Thor was boring to me. But I was excited to see how it was going to keep going. And I liked that when he was in the Avenger movie and all of the other stuff that he was doing. So I was okay with it. I love Ragnarok. You know what I'm saying? So I knew that it was a process, but there were pieces. Pre-MCU, I liked the first two Fantastic Four, but the third one was like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
Guy
coming out of the thing and starting being elongated.
Doom.
I'm like, this
what about
Pete
Doom?
Richards.
Doom was whack.
Doom was whack. So it was it's pieces to it. The third Toby and the no third Andrew. You know, like there were pieces to all of this that was like, all right, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? The Sonyverse. Don't get me fucking started on the Sonyverse. Like, this fuckers. Fucking started. Venom. It's Morbin time. What the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But even then, I will go waste my money to see some shit that I know I'm going to fucking not like. Because I love the culture as a whole. And I just want to see how much I'm going to hate it versus how much I love the other shit. That's just where I'm at.
Okay, so for me, man, I hate the rumors, man. I hate the speculation. I hate the tapping in and thinking you're going to get one thing and then you get something else and it's not living up to the hype. You know what I'm saying?
Trailers WandaVision. Sometimes. Trailers.
WandaVision did me dirty. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Only the ending.
Oh, yeah. The last episode did me filthy. You know what I'm saying? Doctor Strange. You know, I wanted to see more of the multiverse. I didn't get a chance to see. So all of these rumors and all of the speculation and speculatory, you know, thoughts that people send out there. That's, for me, what I hate the most about comic book movies. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, if a comic book movie is whack, I hate that too. But I really despise when rumors don't come to life because they make it seem like it's pure truth. And last but not least, before we close this episode out, Pete Rock, what do you, my brother, my OG, hate about comic book movies?
Bad writers.
That's fair.
Bad writers who can easily take the old story and keep it the same, but enhance it just a little bit. I don't like a bad story.
That's fair.
A bad story fucks up everything.
I agree.
Even how a fucking hero performs his powers, superpowers sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I get pissed off, you know, when I see a hero not living up to what, you know, or doing something else other than what he's supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? And, you know, and just not following the script, man, of a story, man. Because I read these stories. I read the books. I know what time it is. I know what it is. You know, I know I'm a little pissed off because I'm like, what is this? The Ang Lee Hulk story. That shit was, what the fuck was that?
Terrible.
That's fair.
That's why you got to respect Ed Norton's version, because he paid homage.
He did.
So that's where I'm at with it, man.
All right, man. Well, listen, man, that's our show. Follow our love-hate relationship with Comic Culture and send us your thoughts, man, through Instagram at Comic Culture Podcast. Let us know what you think about the show. Make sure you like and subscribe here on YouTube, and make sure you subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a rating on Apple and spread the word, comic fans. Until next week, where we're going to be talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp, the Quantumania trailer. I'm Mickey Fax.
I'm Tat Wizard.
Pete Rock.
We'll see you next week.
Salute.
Our love-hate relationship with comic culture is produced by Spaceman World Media. Follow the show on Insta at Comic Culture Podcast.